The defiant declaration from North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un came at a gathering of the country's parliament, the Supreme People's Assembly. To customary applause, he announced the North's status as a nuclear-armed power would now be enshrined in law.
Legislating nuclear weapons policy draws an irreversible line so that there can be no bargaining over our nuclear weapons.
It officially closes the door on attempts brokered by the previous liberal administration in South Korea to get the North to give up its nuclear weapons through summit diplomacy, and comes amid fears the North is preparing to conduct its first nuclear test since 2017. Concerns that were aired at a trilateral security meeting earlier this week between the U.S. and its allies, South Korea and Japan.
North Korea is continuing or even accelerating its nuclear and missile activities.
It comes as both Koreas are celebrating the autumn Thanksgiving festival of Chuseok, a traditional time for family gatherings, and which South Korea has used as an opportunity to call for a resumption of reunions of families separated by the Korean War.
Today, the South Korean government offers talks with North Korea to discuss a reunion of separated families.
Such a prospect seems as remote as ever, given the current freeze in inter-Korean relations. South Korea's ruling party has condemned the North's declaration as a threat to the South and the international community, accusing Pyongyang of causing its own isolation and resulting sanctions, and Kim Jong-un of using nuclear threats to protect his regime. Once again, North Korea seems to be showing the more it feels threatened by what it perceives as a hostile world, the more determined it is to hold on to its nuclear arsenal. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.